A Blast from the Past with the coach Michael E. Maiden, as we're showing you classic back in the day interviews with Major League Baseball players. I am revisiting my past interviews with some of Major League Baseball stars of the game as they share their big league experience. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. Starting with Sean Marshall, when he was a member of the Chicago Cubs during the Cubs Sox Crosstown Series.
The coach is on the road to US Cellular Field for the Cubs Sox Series in high gear for game two. And I ran across the man in the middle for the Cubs, Sean Marshall. How we doing?
Hey, man, how are you? Good.
That's fine. Now, as I mentioned, my show reaches a young audience, young high school aspiring baseball players. What is it like being a major league player?
I mean, it's great. I mean, obviously, we get the great crowds here, and definitely in Chicago, and we have a great fan base in other cities, just like the White Sox do. And it's always a pleasure playing for the guys in the lights that are supporting you. And I mean, it's what I've always dreamed about doing, and I made it. And I've been lucky to get here and stay here, and hopefully stay here a couple more years.
And I always tell kids, pitching and catching is the quickest way to the big leagues. So what was your route and your key to your success?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very lucky being tall and left-handed. I think that's one of my big advantages growing up as a kid. But, you know, always, my dad was my coach growing up. I have a twin brother who's also a left-handed pitcher. And so, you know, we kind of lucked out with the genes in that way, I guess. And, you know, we played hard in high school and ended up going to a Division I college and playing for 3 years there and getting at Virginia Commonwealth University. Our VCU boys made some news this year for their basketball program. But
you go brag on them now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, yeah, I mean, it's been, it was a tough road. We got some years in the minor leagues with some tough bus trips, but, you know, just kind of hung in there and worked hard, and here I am.
I heard said that you left your twin brother behind. I see this brother and father son combination going on now in the big leagues.
Yeah, that would be cool. It would have been real nice if my brother Brian would have made it, but, you know, he ran into a little arm troubles and didn't quite have the doors swing as wide open as I did. And he's in the real world, so he kind of lives a little bit vicariously through me, I guess.
And you know, being a major league pitcher, the key is being able to get hitters out. Sure. I mean, what do you do differently from a high school, college pitching to get hitters out?
Yeah, I mean, we have tons of resources here in the major leagues. And the thing is, you got to cut down on your mistakes, especially here at the high level here, throwing against guys like Paul Konerko and Brzezinski. You got to really execute your pitch and make good pitches. And, here you make a mistake that gets hit hard, and, you know, sometimes for extra braces, sometimes for home runs. But, just working hard, preparing. I was a starter to start off my career, and I've kind of fell into this relief role. And I'm able to kind of to stick to one role, and that's really been my plus I've had been able to rely on, is knowing when I'm going to pitch.
And what about this Cubs Sox series?
It's fun. It's always fun. It brings a great atmosphere here, especially down here on the south side. You get tons of fans, good energy. It's almost like a playoff game.
Let's take these youngsters back to when you made it to the big leagues, got that call up, and you walked in that locker room for the first time and saw your uniform. What was that experience?
Yeah, it was cool. It was real cool. And I was informed about a week or probably about 5 days before we broke for the season that I made the team. And
we're so talking about you later.
I called home and, got back to Chicago, and my first set in field at Wrigley Field was the first time I've ever been here. I'd been to Chicago a couple times, and I wanted to save my visit to Wrigley Field for the time I made to the show. And it was a cool experience. I think we came from behind with a game-changing grand slam by Michael Barrett in 2006, and that's always be a memory I remember.
So you remember your very first time you walked out there, you gave up a hit?
I actually had the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball game against the St. Louis Cardinals.
You know,
so they hand me the ball and say, here you go, throw me right in the fire. But it was a good start, a little over four innings, and the team got a win, so it was a good game.
Coach, take you behind the scenes with the man, Sean Marshall.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. All right, thanks a lot.
And coming up is the Royals' Billy Butler, White Sox Addison Reed, and Cubs Theo Epstein. As we move on to Sean Rodriguez, when he was a member of the Rays.
And welcome back to Talk to Me with the coach, Mike Wee Maiden, as we're visiting with Sean Rodriguez from Tampa Bay. How are we doing today?
Doing great.
For those youngsters out there that's watching my show today and had that ambition of playing Major League Baseball, what does it actually take to be a Major League ball player from your perspective?
A lot of focus. I mean, you know, granted, at the pace and the level that baseball's starting to get at, you know, you have to have, you know, some ability, you have to have some gift. But, I mean, if you work hard, stay focused, and keep God in front of you, I think anything's possible. So, basically, just have focus.
And, you know, you play a couple positions. Well, your manager, Madden, made some comments about you being an up-and-coming ball player with a lot of potential. What do you do as far as fielding? What's your preparation for fielding and making yourself a better fielder?
Basically, just work, I mean, harder than what most might work. Work harder than expected, you know, get out as much as you can. You know, some guys, you know, can just play one position. I mean, I was fortunate young. I started playing a lot of positions, so that definitely helped a lot. I mean, continue to work and really, really pay attention to detail.
And I know you got three hits last night against the White Sox, and you made it look so easy, especially when you hit the home run. So what do you put into in your hitting as far as off-season and preparation?
Constant work. I mean, you know, just, I mean, going on defense and offensively, I mean, basically a lot of it just comes down to consistency, you know, whether or not you can get out there and make the consistent play, or, you know, day in, day out. Hitting-wise, the same thing, you know. So, I mean, that's what you try to work towards. You know, people say they try to work towards perfection. Well, take it, you know, you're not going to be perfect, so take it towards consistency.
Yeah. And when I was coaching, I would always emphasize to my players that you got to have that drive and that seek if you want to play on the next level. But you have to do it so repetition to the point it's just a reaction in the game.
Yeah, most definitely. It's got to be monotonous. I mean, you just, it's got to be so tiring to some people to watch and say, geez, this guy keeps doing the same thing over and over again. That's what you want. Because if you go over and over and over again, I mean, just like you were saying, back to what I was saying, it's going to be consistent, it's going to be natural, it's going to just be a reaction.
A million high school, college ball players watching this show have that ambition of playing Major League Baseball. And again, having scouted, I always tell kids, it's all about opportunity. Start with opportunity. So what did Sean get us opportunity?
God gave me the opportunity, man. God, most definitely. I mean, a lot of people would, you know, would say, you know, you get traded, it's like, oh, man, you know, it's tough. Well, that's definitely where the opportunity came in. And fortunate, you know, God found favor in me, that's for sure.
So when you were out there playing high school ball, and did you know that you had that desire or just that dream that you wanted to play?
Oh, yeah, it always starts as a dream, you know, and then slowly but surely you turn it into what can be a reality. And, I mean, it's a long road, it's a tough road, but that doesn't mean anybody can't do it. You just basically got to have that will, got to have that desire to really want to be that person, and don't let anybody tell you can't do it.
So take us back to draft day when you found out you was drafted.
Where were you at? I was at home.
So you got that call?
I was at home, got the call. My dad actually picked up the phone. He had to pass it over to me. But, yeah, it was exciting. It was nerve-wracking, man, the whole day. It was definitely fun, though. Most people say, oh, man, it's over. No, the journey had just begun.
So did you cry, you shouted, you ran? What'd you do?
I actually tried to play it cool. I tried to. The minute I got in my room, though, where everyone was away from me, I started going nuts. But, yeah, it was exciting. It was exciting. Definitely was.
And when you got down to the minor leagues for your first time, what was that like?
I was like, man, this is not what what I expected. But, yeah, it's definitely, it was fun. I mean, the minute I got there, it was just so many, like, unwritten rules you got to learn right away. So many things you're doing wrong and unintentionally doing them wrong, or things you're doing right and you're like, really? I didn't even know that. But it's a great, great experience. I try to tell a lot of kids a lot of times too in high school, you know, each team I go to, I tell them, you know, how many high school guys you know that went on to play college? A couple of them will raise your hand. Say, how many of them you know actually went on to play professional baseball in the minor leagues? Very few raise their hands. I say, so that means none of you guys know any big leagues? They tell me no. So I said, that just goes to show you, just playing at that next level is an accomplishment. So don't ever take anything for granted.
So, and I guess you find out real quickly, which I explain to kids, when you cross that professional line, it's a business, not a game.
It's tough. There's a lot in this game that's taken in the business that I wish it wouldn't, but it definitely does. It's tough.
Well, see, to the youngster, they think you guys get all the girls you want, all the money you want, and all that good stuff. We can't talk about that over here.
No. I mean, that stuff, yeah, we're good, man. We're good. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it did. Yeah, all that comes with baseball.
Paul Konerko, by the way, interrupted my interview.
Yeah, he stepped on my hand yesterday, but he was just apologizing.
They do that in the big leagues, apologize?
Well, yeah, if you don't have anything against the guy. I mean, which I'm, you know.
Well, he don't want to get hit the next day.
No. He is just apologizing because he accidentally stepped on me.
I'm trying to get some controversy started for the game.
I don't know what team that's going to help, though. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot that comes with baseball. I mean, yeah, the women, all that's there. But you just got to try to stay focused because that can get you wrapped out and taken away from the game.
So did that young. So, well, let's just conclude on this. I know you got to get back in there, get focused on the game. Okay, we'll keep going there, fast.
Right.
So now, when you made it to the big leagues, you got that call and you came into the locker room for the first time, saw your uniform. What was that like?
I almost felt like crying there. But I mean, first thing I did was I had to call my dad. He actually didn't pick up the phone for some reason, but. Because the number they had given me was actually his number. So, I mean, it was pretty cool for me to, you know, sit there and see. I got to, man, you know, my first big league number gets to be the one, my dad's favorite number. So I thought that was pretty cool.
What was that number?
18.
18?
Yeah, that's still my number. But, I mean, no. Wow, what a feeling. It's something you never forget.
Remember your first major league hit?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you the pitch, the count, who was it off of, where it was hit, who was playing left field.
Tell them, youngsters, so we know that the major leaguers don't forget.
No. Jerry Washburn was pitching. It was a 2-1 count. He threw me a cutter in, hit a line drive to left field. Raul Ibanez was playing left field. He threw the ball in to Adrian Beltre. He threw the ball into the dugout.
First home run?
Yep.
I know you won't forget that. Who was that off of?
2-1 count, A.J. Burnett. He was playing with Toronto. It was in 08. It was at Angel Stadium, too, so I got a pretty good – I was actually playing a cool two-run in third. I wasn't smiling, acting like I had done it before. But the guy who was waiting for me at home plate, this guy I played with in AAA, and he's, like, looking at me like, you got to smile. So I couldn't help it, but I went ahead and did smile.
So I guess the biggest thing is getting that rookie season out the way.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Get your feet wet. Oh, yeah. You get picked on, and they make you do your share of things, but – advice I can give to people, just keep your mouth shut and do whatever they want you to do, and you'll be left alone more than if you actually fought back.
So what's the travel like? Yeah, we're letting them youngsters know what it's like being in the big leagues. What's the travel like?
The travel? It's tough if you don't like flying. It's tough if you don't like getting on a plane every 3 days. But actually flying, I mean, you're on a plane. You ain't got to worry about many rules on a plane because it's your team. You get which, I mean, you know, it's not a huge menu, but you can get food. There's people walking up and down the aisles who grab you, give you water, give you what you want. I mean, it makes it worth traveling every 3 days.
Coach, take you behind the scene with Sean Rodriguez, one of the up-and-coming stars. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right.
A blast from the past. Classic Major League Baseball interviews.
Now it's time to hear from Billy Butler of the Kansas City Royals. Oh, by the way, at the time that we did this show, it was Mother's Day. So at the end of this interview, Billy Butler is going to pay honor to his mother in a Mother's Day tribute.
My name is Billy Butler. I play for Kansas City Royals, and Mother's Day being tomorrow, I'd like to wish my mom and my wife, who we have a little daughter, a happy Mother's Day, and just wish I could be with them, but out on the road playing some ball. So happy Mother's Day.
All right, once again, welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maiden. As we're on the road, take your youngsters behind the scene as the man hit and gave his shout out to Mother on Mother's Day. Well, you've been a major league ball player for a few years now. For our youngsters out there, what's that experience like?
You know, it's awesome. Getting to come to the ballpark every day, playing Major League Baseball. It's every kid's dream. It's something I've tried to do since I was 7 years old, and I'm getting to live the dream every day. So I'm very happy to do that, and I work hard every day to stay up here.
You know, they say this game is a kid's game, a grown man play. What do you say about that?
It's true. It's the same game that I've played for a long time, and yeah, the game doesn't change. We're out here doing the same things we've always done. It's just we're all older doing it, and I've played with a lot of these guys for a lot of years, and opponents too I played with in high school and stuff like that, and we're all having fun the same way as we always have.
Hey, you know, I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. And I was always telling kids that the only difference in this game on a major league level, high school and college, is the game become quicker and the competition become better, and you eliminate the ones that can from the ones that cannot.
Absolutely. This game's fast. You have to learn on the fly, and guys just don't make mistakes. And that's the bottom line. Don't make mistakes consistently, and they always make adjustments. And that's how you stay around for a long time, is if you make the adjustment pretty quickly.
How did you wind up in a Kansas City Royal uniform?
I got drafted in 2004 by him, first round pick, and was up here in less than 3 years and been here ever since.
I always tell people I have a special attachment to the Royals. That was my first paying scout job.
I'm the same way. I've only known one team, and that's hopefully all I'll ever know.
Now, you know, hitting White Sox pitchers, you've seen the White Sox pitchers out. What you got against the White Sox?
it's just going up there, seeing it, hitting it. They just caught me whenever I'm going really good. So it's nothing against them. They have really good pitching. They're a really good team. And I just got some good games against them. That's all it is.
Last question. Every kid dream of playing in the big leagues. When you walked in that locker room for the first time and saw your uniform hanging up in that locker room, what was that feeling like?
It was amazing. My parents were all there flying in, and we were driving on our way to the stadium, and seen the stadium before, never gone in there, and actually I was doing that night, but you know, you're nervous, and you're just going out there, and everything's a blur in that first one. I got to hit my first at bat, so it was a really amazing feel.
Who was that hit against?
Bartolo Colon.
You never forget that first hit. No. What about the first home run?
It was off Irvin Santana with the Angels. Yeah.
Did you cry when you made it?
No, I didn't. I just didn't even know what was going on.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man. All right,
A blast from the past. Classic Major League Baseball interviews.
Okay. Let's keep this show rolling with my hero, Addison Reed, with one of my many interviews with him over the years. And I can truly say that he was always a class act with the coach. A blast from the past, taking you back to yesterday's stars of the game with the coach, Michael E. Maiden.
Here, lights out. You're in your second season in the big leagues. I mean, you're embarking on 30-plus wins, so you're seated.
Wins? That'd be a record.
All right, you're seated 30-plus saves. I mean, what is it like for you right now?
I'm just having fun. Doing the exact same stuff that I did last year. I'm just having a little bit, more opportunities this year. It's been a fun year. I love everybody in this clubhouse, and obviously things haven't went the way we wanted them to go this whole year, but it's part of the game. It's going to happen, and we've got a good core group of young guys, and I think stuff we're going to do in the future is going to be pretty exciting, and I'm excited for next year and the years to come.
Now, and I know you don't have control over the offseason, but do you expect a lot of changes for this team, considering that the expectation was a little higher than what it turned out to be this year?
I think that's something I really try not to worry about or focus too much on, because that's something that you really have no control over. If they want to move 20 guys, if they want to move one guy, it's out of our control, and there's nothing we can do about it. There's some things that could happen probably, and some things that probably will. I don't think we're going to come into next season with the same exact team. I'm sure they're going to add pieces or subtract pieces. That's up to them to decide, and that's in their hands. But I'm just going to prepare myself and come into spring training as strong as possible and get ready for another year.
So now you've gone out there and you pretty much established yourself as the man.
Trying.
Are you trying to become a career White Sox?
I would love to. I know nowadays it's pretty rare that a guy stays with one team their whole career, but I mean, this was a team I've drafted by. This is the only thing I've known. So, I mean, if it were up to me, I'd like to play 15, 20 years in Chicago with the White Sox. But we'll see what happens. And if it was up to me, like I said, I'd love to be here my whole career. But, you know, it's business, and things could happen any minute. Something could happen in 5 minutes. Something could happen in 10 years. So nothing I can really control. So it's something that I'm not going to try and think about too much. But if I had it my way, I'd stay here.
So for our youngsters watching this show, I mean, what's some of the things that you do when you're not at the ballpark here in Chicago? What's some places you go?
Well, first for the youngsters, whatever this guy tells you, do the opposite. don't do whatever he tells you.
This is my hero, so yeah, he treats me.
No, I'm just kidding. Coach is a good guy. Do whatever he tells you. But outside of
stop telling that for you.
Give me the money later for saying that. Outside of Chicago, I just like to hang out, not do too much, just relax, go eat. You get at a new place here every night of the season and not go to the same place twice. I mean, a lot of good food. Obviously, you got Michigan Avenue. You walk around, do some shopping if you want to. But, yeah, I like to kind of take it easy when not around the ballpark. Usually I like to relax because we're here so long. So just relax, go out to eat, and whatever comes up.
Yeah. So a little over 2 years ago, you know, you were just being drafted in the minor leagues. What was that minor league experience like for you?
It was fun.
Brief minor league experience.
Brief, yeah. It was fun. I mean, that's where, all my friends are. They're still down there, and they're working their way up. But it was fun. I remember just always we'd try and in the minor leagues, you're not making too much money. So, I mean, we'd have 2-3-bedroom apartments with 6-7 guys in it, and just bring my air mattress wherever I went, and whoever had an open den, I'd throw the air mattress in there and sleep on the ground. But it was fun. Those are things that I'll remember the rest of my life. And obviously, it's better up here, but those are things that I'll always remember for the rest of my life.
And I heard something about some of them guys living off ramen noodles and peanut butter jelly.
Oh yeah. I mean, try not to eat until you got to the field, because once you got to the field, it was free food and you didn't have to pay for it. But yeah, it was. I mean, I don't remember how much we made, but it wasn't too much. And, you know, you'd go to the store and try and stock up on as much stuff as you can for as little as possible. But, yeah, it was awesome. I had a blast.
You know, a lot of kids watch you guys when they see you on TV, ESPN, and they think you guys live the same life in the minor leagues that you do in the major leagues.
No, that's why I try to get up here as fast as possible. It's a little bit better up here, but it's still fun, and there's nothing I would change about my experiences in the minor leagues, and those things are things that I'll remember forever, and hopefully I'll have some kids that could go through that as well.
And now, you know, you get chauffeured to the ballpark every day at the limo and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's a good lifestyle up here, but I mean, if anything, it kind of shows that if you work hard, you can make it up here and not have to be in the minor league grinding for 10, 15 years. Hopefully you could see kind of the bigger and better things that are up here and want to work a little bit harder to get up here.
So I mean, when you look around and see your name in the locker, see your uniform, I mean, what is that feeling like? And do you still pinching yourself?
Oh, it's awesome. I think I will. If I play this game for 10 or 15 years, I'm going to come in here with a big smile every day, because it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do. And I'm playing a game for a living, and not many people could say that. So every day I come in here, I'm having fun, and it's surreal, because I mean, this is when I was little, from the very first thing I ever knew was baseball. So it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do, and the only thing I dreamt of doing. So now I'm getting to live it, and I think for the rest of my life, as long as I'm walking in here, I'm going to be happy, and it's an awesome feeling.
No, all my fans know this is my hero here. Lights out.
This is my hero. Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it.
A blast from the past, as we're looking back at some of my past interviews with Major League Baseball players from back in the day with the coach, Michael E. Maiden. Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. And we're going to conclude this show today with the boss himself, the former president of the Chicago Cubs, Theo Epstein. A blast from the past, classic interviews from past Major League players and coaches with the coach, Michael E. Maiden.
I got the interview lined up with the president of the Chicago Cubs, exclusive one-on-one. Talk to me with the coach, Mike Wee Maiden, with Theo Epstein. Here it goes. Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Wee Maiden, as we're on the road. And we got the president of the Chicago Cubs, Theo Epstein.
Did I get it right?
That's it.
All right, how we doing?
Good, how you doing?
Just fine. Now, you know, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes with the major leaguers, and you have the privilege of running a major league team. And for those youngsters, what's some of those duties and responsibilities?
Well, you know, helping them put the roster together, you know, make trades, sign free agents, that type of thing. And then there's a lot of departments that go into helping to put the team together. You got three different scouting departments. You got amateur scouting, which is in charge of the draft, watching all the kids in high school and college play. So I help supervise the guys that run that department. Then we've got pro scouting, which is scouting the other major league clubs and all the minor league teams, and help supervise those guys. And then we've got international scouting. We scout kids from around the globe that we can sign as young players and bring it to the organization. And then we got the minor leagues, which is a department we call player development. So we got six different farm teams where the players go and learn how to become big leaguers. So kind of it's a cool part of the job where we figure out how we want to teach the game and how we can reach these kids and help turn them into big leaguers. And then there's a whole bunch of rules and administration that goes into running the major league side. So it's kind of like a small company in and of itself, baseball operations with lots of different sub-departments.
Well, how do you remember all those things?
How do I remember all those things? I don't know. It's just sunk in over time.
And, you know, I used to coach college ball, and I scouted for five major league teams, and kids always thought I had the greatest job because I got to be around major league ball players. Yeah. Now, you're the boss. You could tell everybody what to do. So what that feeling like?
Well, some days it's good to be the boss, and some days it's not so good to be the boss. But, no, I try not to look at it as a hierarchy. I think we're, you know, the best organizations have this feeling that as if everyone's in it together. They're all supporting one another, pulling for one another. Titles don't matter. Roles don't matter. We're trying to figure this out. As you know, baseball is a very, very difficult game. It's as soon as you're convinced you've got the right answer, that's when it humbles you and you realize you don't know as much about the game as you thought. So it's important that everyone just dig in, work hard, help each other out, talk about the game of baseball, try to put your players in a position to succeed. And it is a great job, but it can be humbling too.
Theo was this young mind that turned around the Boston Red Sox. Now you brought over to turn around the Cubs. I mean, where did you even get the inspiration to want to be involved in baseball?
Oh, well, I grew up, you know, loving the game from the age of two on, and you know, played the game. And my best scouting report was of myself. I realized I couldn't play, so instead of just doing something else, I figured there might be a way to stay in the game. So I started, studying things that might help me in the game someday. So just, I think you're either born with a love of baseball or not, and I'm lucky enough to get to work in a field I love.
You ever scratch your head sometime and say, what in the heck have I got myself into?
Yeah, sometimes I show up and say, what the heck did I get myself into? And other days I show up and say, man, I'm so lucky. Look what I've gotten myself into. So that's life, you know. You just got to keep plowing forward.
Well, I'll end on this. When I scouted for the Pirates, Bill Brick was my scouting supervisor. And he told me he know you, so yeah. He told me when I beat you to make sure I let you know.
All right, he's a good man. He's one of the great baseball guys you'll ever run across.
The coach with the man for the Cubs, Theo.
All right. All right.
Nice appreciate
you.
You got it.
A blast from the past, classic Major League Baseball player interviews with the coach. www.blastfromthepast247.com.
I hope you enjoyed the show today, and make sure you visit our website and click on to the link to follow us on Facebook. blastfromthepast247.com. That's Blast from the Past, the number 247.com. And tune in to our next show with the coach. Peace out.